Friday the 13th of August, 2010 in Oroville. There's an interview and some announcements. First, a look at the weather. Today, the humidity is 89%, the sky is hazy, northeasterly winds 8 kilometers per hour, temperature range gives a low of 26, a high of 33 degrees Celsius, and a 30% chance of rain and thunderstorms. The following is an interview with Akash of Aquaponics. Good morning. What is this aquaponics?
Aquaponics is a combination of hydroponics and aquaculture, where the fish provide the nutrient requirements for the plants. So it's a closed system which uses about 10% of the water of conventional farming. It's organic in its nature because one can't use pesticides on the plants because otherwise the fish will die. So the water is constantly recycled from the fish tank through a bunch of grow beds where bacteria sit and convert the waste of the fish into nitrate, which is absorbed by the plants. And the roots can directly absorb the fish waste as well, so they get their nutrients from there. And the water returns purified to the fish tank. So it's a closed loop. We're doing an experiment here. We have an open house on Sunday. And we were funded by the farm group primarily and several other people that decided to help. We're basically trying to prove that it's a viable model, and we're going to run an experiment for 1 year and see the yield and document the problems and so on, because the nice thing is it doesn't require any soil. It requires very little water, so it can be done practically anywhere where there's electricity and rainwater can be used, whatever. So it's a very interesting thing. It's being done in several other countries. Australia is one of the main countries where there are hobbyists doing it and there are forums and so on, so I'm in touch with them. And basically, yeah, it's a very interesting experiment. We'll see what happens.
Great. You say an open house on Sunday. Where will that be and what time?
That's at 4, between 4 and 6 at REV, the EV Future workshop just behind.
In recognition of Sri Aurobindo's birthday, there is the annual Dawn Fire Sunday, 5:15 a.m. at the amphitheater, Matri Mandir, with seating beginning at 4:45 a.m. Aquaponics Open Greenhouse. Never heard of aquaponics? It's basically about growing things organically without soil, using water from a fish pond to supply the nutrient requirements of the plants. The greenhouse has been completed, the plants have been planted and started growing in the Oroville Aquaponics Experiment. For those who have heard about it and want to see it, or have never heard about it but want to know a little more, the aquaponics team, that's Akash, Monica, and VC, invite all to come and have a look and check out the work done so far on this Sunday, August 15th, between 4 and 6 p.m. at REV near EV Future, that's electronic vehicles. Also this Sunday, Nadika and Gopika offer a musical offering, Sri Aurobindaya Namaha, 6 p.m. in Arkas Hall. To close, here's an aphorism from Sri Aurobindo. This is then the wonder of the way of works, that even enmity to God can be made into an agency of salvation. Sometimes God draws and attaches us most swiftly to Him by wrestling with us as our fierce, invincible, irreconcilable enemy. In short, the divine grace is so marvelous that whatever you do, it will lead you more or less quickly towards the divine goal. The news is a reflection in the lives of Orovillians. You're listening to Marlenka on microphone, Andrea, Miriam, and Yahalom in studio. Comments and questions can be directed to orovilleradio.org. Thanks for listening.